Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanur Rabbanon, a mishtachmin pa'amayim bebeim. One cannot earn a profit pa'amayim bebeim. And the Gemara explains what does this mean, pa'amayim bebeim. Omar mori, bar mori, pligi bar Rabbi Shmuel. Chad omar al chad trei. One said when we say pa'amayim bebeim, we mean that one cannot charge double of what he paid for it. He cannot earn a profit double of what he paid. If one bought the beim for 5, he cannot charge 10. V'chadomer tagel l'tagra. If one bought the beim for the purpose of selling them, of earning a profit of a business of selling beim, he can't sell to a second merchant, to a second person who will again go and sell it again. If one would sell a tagel l'tagra with each tagra earning a profit, it's going to come at the raising the prices of the beim, and if one cannot sell beim tagel l'tagra, only the person who first buys it to sell it, he has to sell it to the one who wants to use it, and he can't sell it to a second tagger. On the halacha of the Gemara, the one cannot be mishtacher pa'amayim bebeim, meaning al-chad trei, you can't charge double. Tosis in the Bemaskel Chadamer asks a question. The Gemara that Tzadi Amar Aleph told us that ha-mishtacher al-yishtacher yosem mishtus. One cannot charge more than a shtus of what he paid for any chayfetz. So what's the chiddush when it comes to beim that one cannot charge al-chad trei, you can't charge double of what he paid? When it comes to all chafetim, the halach is ayishtacher yosem mishtus. He already can't charge more than a sixth of what he paid. So what's the chiddush over here that he can't charge achad trei? Va'oid, it's mashma, anything less than achad trei, he could charge. And the chayyim, the Gemara told us on Tafsadi Amad Aleph that one cannot charge more than a sixth of what he paid. Taisis brings two terutzim. Taisis brings the teretz of the Rivam that we're discussing, even in case there's a tircha involved with a meichet matriach to get the chafetz ready to be resold. The Gemara Bar Metzia tells us, even though the halach is a yishtache yosem mishtus, but when there's the tirch involved, one can charge more than a shtus, more than what he paid for it. Being that he was matriach, he could charge more because he could charge for the tircha. And therefore, in the case of beim, even though there's a tirch involved, afilo achi, our Gemara is telling us a chiddush, even though he could charge more than a shtus, he cannot charge more than double of what he paid to buy these beim. And Tosis in the second teretz brings the teretz of the Rashba. The Ashba answers that here we're discussing a case even of Bayim Shein Elekeach Min Ashuk. He's not buying these Bayim from the Shuk to resell them. Elami Tanagolish Abbebesai. He's buying the Bayim from a Tanagolish Abbebesai, from a chicken that he has in his house. And in such a case, there is no Aloch of Ayishtacha Yosem Mishtos. Being that he did not buy these Bayim from somebody else, he raised these chickens in his house and had the Bayim. In such a case, there's no Aloch of Ayishtacha Yosem Mishtos. But Afilo Achi, he cannot charge more than double of the value of Bayim in the Shuk. He can only charge up to double the value of Beim in the Shuk. The Rashbam in the Remaskel Bebeim is also the Chayre entering Taisis Kasha. And the Rashbam explains what this that the Gemara says, a Mishtachin Pamayim Bebeim, Zak the Rashbam nearly, being that Beim is Eim Bohem Chayin Nefesh Kol Kach, Vigam Teirach Merubo Verevach Muat, it's Eim Bohem Chayin Nefesh Kol Kach, it's not so necessary to have Beim. And also, it's a Teirach Merubo and the Revach is Muat, so therefore, Hetiruloi, therefore Chazal gave a special Heter Leishtachin Yesem Mishtos. If you're the Rashbam, it's a special letter when it comes to Beim, even though normally I yishtache yesem ishtos. When it comes to Beim, there's a special letter, being that it's Ein Bohem Chayin Nefesh Kol Kach, it's Teirich Merubo V'Revach Muat. Therefore, Chazal gave a letter, one can charge more than ishtos. And Afilo Achi, our Gemara is telling us that one cannot charge more than double of what he paid for the Beim. The Rambam in Perek Yedal Milchus Mechira has a fourth sheet in explaining our Gemara of Ein Mishtachin Pamayim Bebeim. And the Rambam in Perek Yedad Alacha Aleph Paskins V'lo Yishtachra Amoicha Yeser Al Shtus. And that's the Gemara Dav Tzadi Al Mar Aleph, that an Amoicha cannot charge more than a Shtus of what he paid for a Chayfetz. And the Rambam continues in Alacha Beza Bamedvar Ma'amurim B'dvorim Sheyesh Ben Chayin Nefesh Kegoyin Yenois Shmonim V'Soltis. This Alacha of Ayishtachra Yosem Mishtus is Dafka B'dvorim Sheyesh Ben Chayin Nefesh, wine, oil, and flour. When it comes to ikrin and spices, different types of spices, in such a case, a person can charge whatever he wants. There is no halacha of ayishtache yosem mishtos. So, to Magen Mishnah, if the Rambam, it's not shver toisis kasha. According to the Rambam, this that the Gemara is telling us, a mishtachin pamayim bebeim, being that beim is a dover she'ein boi chayin nefesh, it's not really necessary for a person to have beim, it's dvorim she'ein boi chayin nefesh, like the Rambam told us, ein boi chayin nefesh kol kach. And if you see the Rambam, a dover she'ein boi chayin nefesh does not have the issur of ayishtache yosem mishtos. And on that, the braisa is being mechadish, even though there's the halacha of dvorim she'ein boi chayin nefesh, that one can be mishtache yosem mishtos, afilu achi ay mishtachin pamayim bebeim. One cannot charge double, according to one man the other, he can't charge al-chad trei, he can't charge double of what he paid for the beim. A person can't earn a profit of al-chad trei, even though he can mishtache yosem mishtos, being that it's a dover she'ein boi chayin nefesh. the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Yedal Melchus Mechira asks on the Magen Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah, any food is considered a Dover Sheish Ben Chai Nefesh, and therefore Beim is also included in Dvorim Sheish Ben Chai Nefesh. The Kesef Mishnah is Medayik from the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Bamedvorim Amurim is by Dvorim Sheish Ben Chai Nefesh, Ganyen is Shmanim Vesultis. But of the Rambam, Avla Ikrin, the Rambam says, that if it's not a Dover Sheish Ben Chai Nefesh, Kigoyin Spices, Ikrin, Kosht and Levoina. The Rambam doesn't give a moshel of other foods, the Rambam gives a moshel of spices, Ikrin, Kosht and Levoina. So the Kesef Mishnah, it's mashma from the Rambam that it's dafka when it comes to spices, a person can mishtachi yis mishtos. But any food is considered a dover sheish by chayi nefesh and applies the halacha of the Gemara and Avtzadi Amar Aleph that a mishtacha yishtacha yis mishtos. And therefore we would not have the teretz to taisis kasha. The Magen Mishnah is saying, lefi the Rambam, it's not shver taisis kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam meant any food is considered a dover sheish by chayi nefesh and taisis kasha is still shver. What's the chilek? Why by Beim the Gemara says, Ein mishtachin pamayim bebeim lechoyv. There's always the halacha of a mishtacha yishtacha yosem mishtos. The Bach in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Reish Tamar Aleph, says on the Kesef Mishnah, this that the Kesef Mishnah says the Bishitas Rambam, all food is considered a dover sheish by chai nefesh, and it's dafka spices ikrin kosht and levoina that the halacha of the Rambam is true that a person can charge even more than a shtos. So the Bachi is hifriz al amida, and lechoyv all food are not considered dover sheish by chai nefesh. And it's dafka the dvorim sheish ben chayi nefesh, mamish, gnonyen, shmanim, vesultis, flour, oil, wine, those are dvorim sheish ben chayi nefesh. But other foods, gnonyen, beim, is considered a dover sheim ben chayi nefesh. Zokter Bach, and biches, boi nefoshes, yechiach. Zokter Bach, he has a raya from the bracha, achreina of boi nefoshes, is a raya that there are other foods that are considered a dover sheim ben chayi nefesh, and it's not like the Kesef Mishnah that all foods are considered a dover sheish ben chayi nefesh. And the kavan of the Bach, when the Bach is asking, that Birchas Boi Nefoshes Yechiach is totally in two sheetahs and how to explain the bracha of Boi Nefoshes. The Torah in Siman Reish Zayin brings two pirushim in the bracha of Boi Nefoshes. So the Torah Yeshayim, the Kavan of the bracha of Boi Nefoshes, is Boi Nefoshes Rabbis V'chesreina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nefoshes Rabbis, and he created Chesreina, and he created what the things that these Nefoshes Rabbis need. He created their needs also in order to mechaya them. And on top of this, that he created Nefoshes Rabbis V'chesreina, Al Kol Masha Baru Lachis from Nefesh Kol Chai. He created other things also for Tanugim, that Dvorim She'ein Nelis Anik Ben Ma'achiyes Nefesh Kol Choy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nefoshes Rabbis, he created Chesreinon, the things that they need, their necessities. Al Kol Ma'asher Baruch La'achiyes Ben Nefesh Kol Choy, on top of the things that he created for Tainik, for their enjoyment, for their pleasure, La'achiyes Ben Nefesh Kol Choy. The second sheet that holds that we do not read it, Boi Nefoshes Rabbis V'Chesreinon, and put the Kam after V'Chesreinon. The second sheet holds v'yeshayim that it's boi nefoshes rabbis, like a shvoch reid nefoshes rabbis. V'chesreinon al kol ma'asher barosa, their needs are on kol ma'asher barosa, lachiyas from nefesh kol choy. The bracha is saying boi nefoshes rabbis, like a shvoch reid nefoshes rabbis, and their needs are al kol ma'asher barosa, lachiyas from nefesh kol choy. Their needs are on everything he created. He created their needs. He created the things to be able to fill their needs. And it comes that the Bach is understanding like the first Pirush of the Torah. In the first Pirush of the Torah, the Bracha is saying that there are two things. There's Boi Nefoshes Rabbis, there's Chesreinon, and there's Al Kol Ma'asher Baru Lachiyas Bem Nefesh Kol Choy. In Kain Zok the Bach, the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, is Hifiz Al Amida, this study says all foods is considered Dvarim Sheish Ben Chayi Nefesh. L'choy is Mavua from the Bracha that there's two things. There's Chesreinon, and then there's things that are never only for Tainik, that aren't of the necessity of a person. Mashenkin, the second sheet, the second pshat in the bracha of Boi Nefoshes, that the word chesreinon is going on al kol ma'asher barosa lachiyas from nefesh kol choy. L'choy, the bracha is only listing that this chesreinon, a person owned, a kashmoch who created nefoshes rabbis and their needs. And he created their needs, that's al chesreinon is al kol ma'asher barosa lachiyas from nefesh kol choy. There wouldn't be any kash in the Beis Yosef. It's not mavur anywhere in this bracha that we see that there's two separate things. There's needs and there's foods that are created on the tainiga. We could select the Beis Yosef that all foods are considered dvorim sheish ben chayi nefesh. Al Kulponim, we have four sheetahs to answer Taisis Kasha. This that the Gemara tells us in Mishtachin, Pamayim, Bebeim, Mishchadom, as Al Chad Shrei. Like Taisis Maishnah from the Gemara of Tzadi Amaral, the Gemara says, always on any chayfetz a person, Al Yishtachin, Yesim, Mishtos. Taisis brought two terutzim, over here we're discussing, even with Tircha, that there is no halacha of Al Yishtachin, Yesim, Mishtos, Al Filoachi, a person snapping Mishtachin, Al Chad Shrei. And the second teretz of Taisis brought from the Rajba, that over here we're discussing Beim Sheinu Lekeach Menashuk is coming from a Matanagoyle Shevet Beise where there is no halacha of Ayishtach Yis Mishtos Afiloch, a person should be Mishtach Al Chad Shrei. The third teretz we said over is the teretz of the Rashbam. The Rashbam said, being that Beitzim is Eimba and Chai Nefesh Kol Kach, and it's also Toich Meruba and Rebach Muot, there's a special Heter Chazal cave when it comes to Beim that they said a person can be Mishtach Yis Mishtos Zok the Gemara afi loachi, you shouldn't be mishtacher al chatre. The fourth teretz we said is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds the halacha vayishtacher yosem mishtus is dafka by dvorim sheish ben chayin nefesh. By stam chafetz and vizna halacha of al yishtacher yosem mishtus. Zok the Maga Mishnah beim zadover shein by chayin nefesh. And we said over that the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Maga Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah holds all foods are considered dvorim sheish ben chayin nefesh. And Memelo, if the Rambam, it would not be Miyoshev Taisis Kasha. The Bach says that the Beseisa was Hifriz al Amida, and the Chayyar, all foods are not considered Dvorim Sheish Ben Chayin Nefesh. It's Dafka, Yenis, Shmonim, the Stultus are considered Dvorim Sheish Ben Chayin Nefesh. And the Bach is Messiah, the Birch is Boy Nefoshes Yechiach. And we said, over this is totally in the two Pshotim in the Torah, are Chayim, Simon Vejayin, and how to explain the Bracha of Boy Nefoshes. Some learn that the bracha is boyin nefoshes rabbis v'chesroinon, and there's a kam after v'chesroinon, and then on top of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created chesroinon, he also created dvorim al kol ma'ashabor l'achis from nefesh kol choy, he created dvorim l'tainik. The Melech Zok Tabach, l'fizet, and v'vur, there are two things, there's chesroinon and there's dvorim that are nivra l'tainik. Mashekin l'fiz, the second sheet of the Torah, that it's boyin nefoshes rabbis, and there's a kam after rabbis v'chesroinon al kol ma'ashabor also, then the bracha is only saying one thing is dvorim sheish ben chayin nefesh, and there would be no raya that there's two separate things, and we could select the Beis Yosef that all foods are considered dvorim sheish ben chayin nefesh. The Gemara continues with a brayso tana rabbanon ein yotzin me eretz lechutz laaretz. It's also to go from Eretz Yisrael, to go out of Eretz Yisrael, and to go into chutz laaretz. Elim kein omdu sasayim besadla, unless there's a time of rav, there's a time of hunger, and a sasayim worth of wheat now costs the seller, being that food is so expensive at that time, it's mutter to go from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laaretz. The entire hetter to go out of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz b'shnas harov is only if one cannot find anything what to buy to eat. If he can find what to eat, even if it's so expensive that it's all costs a seller, lo yotza, still one cannot go out of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz. And Reb Shimon brings a raya, v'chein hoi Reb Shimon ben Yechoi oimer elimelech machlein v'kilyon g'doyli ador hoyu panasei ador hoyu. So why would they nanash that they were meis mipnei sheyotzu me'eretz l'chutz la'aretz, being that they went out of Eretz Yisrael b'shnas harov and they went into chutz la'aretz, therefore they were nanash and they were meis in chutz la'aretz. Afilu b'shnas harov, we see one should not go out of Eretz Yisrael and go into chutz la'aretz, and therefore Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilyon, they went out of Eretz Yisrael into chutz la'aretz, they were nanash b'misa. What is the issa to go out of Eretz Yisrael to go into chutz la'aretz? What is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Rashbam is mefarish ein yotzin shemafkia atzmei min hamitzvos. The mitzvah for one to live in Eretz Yisrael is because there are mitzvahs at least baritz, there are mitzvahs that can only be mekuyim in Eretz Yisrael. So if one goes out of Eretz Yisrael, he goes into chutz la'aretz, he's being mafkia atzmei min hamitzvahs, he's being mafkia himself from these mitzvahs at least baritz, and therefore it's also to go out of Eretz Yisrael into chutz la'aretz, that's the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, to become nischayim in the mitzvahs at least baritz. The Ramban in Parshas Masay in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Nun Gimel on the Pasuk Vayirashtem Es Ha'aretz, you should be moirish Eretz Yisrael. V'yishavtem bo, you should live there. So the Ramban, this pasuk of Vayirashtem Es Ha'aretz V'yishavtem bo is a mitzvah saseh. Al daiti zu mitzvah saseh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzvah that they should be yeshu b'Eretz Yisrael and they should be moirishit because that's nitten to Klal Yisrael. V'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem, Zok the Ramban, and that's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And Zok the Ramban, not only there's a mitzvah that one is mekayim a mitzvah when he goes to live in Eretz Yisrael, but ilu yala al daitem to go to a different oretz and conquer a different oretz and live there, they'll be over on a mitzvah saseh. For the Klal Yisrael to go conquer a different Eretz and to live in that Eretz is being over on the Mitzvah Saseh to go live in Eretz Yisrael or Vayirashtem Es Ha'aretz V'yishavtem Bo. And this is also the Shita on the Ramban. The Ramban in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, he's Chaylik on the Rambam in Shichcha Saseh. He's Minyan the Mitzvahs, which Lefi Daitoi, the Rambam was Mashmit. And in Shichcha Saseh, Dalet, the Ramban is Minyan that the Rambam was forgot to be Minyan the Mitzvah Saseh of Vayirashtem Es Ha'aretz V'yishavtem Bo. This mitzvah saseh that one is mechuyev to go live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban makes another pasuk in Parshas Zohar of boyu urishu es haaretz, and that's a mitzvah saseh to be boyu urishu es haaretz to go be moirish Eretz Yisrael and to go live there. Like the Ramban, there's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah for one to go live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a third shita, the Meiri in Ksubas and the Avkuf Yud Aleph is mefarish that kol ma'ashamu Chazal in the sugya in Ksubas, the milus of Eretz Yisrael. Everything Chazal told us about Eretz Yisrael is only because the Chochma Vayir Mitzuyin Sham. Eretz Yisrael is a Mokum that it's Motze HaChochma Vayir. Zoktim Iri V'lachein, Misha Dor B'Mokum Torah, one who lives Afilu in Chutz La'aretz in a Mokum Torah, is Dinoik Eretz Yisrael, it has the Halacha like Eretz Yisrael. And this that they said Eretz Yisrael is Min Astam, because in Chutz La'aretz is Ein Chochma Vayir, being that there's Tzoris and it's Ola Golos, V'Ola Malchus Mutla, and the Yidden, therefore normally in Chutz La'aretz it's Ein HaChochma Vayir Mitzuyin Sham. and in Eretz Yisrael is minastam the oisin mitzayin Hashem, and in Eretz Yisrael it's minastam achochmo v'ayir mitzuyin, and therefore one who lives in Eretz Yisrael is living in a sviva that's mashpia achochmo v'yira, and therefore there's inyan to live in Eretz Yisrael. Mashaken a chutzlaretz which minastam is a makom that ain't achochmo v'ayir mitzuyin, and if a person shouldn't live there. But if one lives in a makom tara afilu in chutzlaretz zokta meiri is dina k'Eretz Yisrael. And there's a mashmoyis in the Gemara in Ksubus on the Avkuf Yeralf, like the Meiri, the Gemara brings a member of Yehuda and Mashmuel, Kishem Sha'asa, Lotzis, Meretz Yisrael, Lebavel, Kach, Asa, Lotzis, Mebavel, Lesha'aratis. Just like there's an Issit to go from, to leave Eretz Yisrael, so too there's an Issit to go from Bavel to Sha'aratis. And Rashi's Mefarish, what's the Issit to go out from Bavel to Sha'aratis, is being that there are yeshivas, Hamabitzas, Torah, Talmud, if it's Asa to go out of Bavel to go to Sha'aratis. And the Gemara is Medame, the Issit to leave Bavel to the Issit to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's mashma that Issa to leave Eretz Yisrael is because he's leaving a makom that achochma v'ayira mitzuyin sham. He's leaving a makom toy which is mashpia achochma v'ayira olav, and therefore that's the Issa to, that's the inyan to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Issa to leave Eretz Yisrael. There is a chiddush in Taisvus and Ksubus and Avkuf Yudam at Beis on the inyan of the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us in Ksubus and Avkuf Yudam at Beis, an ish v'ishtoy, if he wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and she says shlai lalis, he could force her to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, "Who didn't fakert? If let's say she wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he ain't meres lalis, and he says he does not want to go up to Eretz Yisrael, she could force him to move to Eretz Yisrael." Tosis in Devar Maschalom Malali says that this din, this halacha that the Gemara tells us that a husband could force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael, and a wife could force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael, is ain't a noig bezman hazeh. Being that there's a sakana sadrochem, there's a sakana to travel to Eretz Yisrael, to move to Eretz Yisrael, therefore this halacha is not noig, and a wife can be ma'akev that she does not wish to move to Eretz Yisrael, and the husband can be ma'akev on his wife that he does not wish to move to Eretz Yisrael. Tosis then brings the second shita, the shita of Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim says that nowadays, achshav, there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Zokta Rabbeinu Chaim, being that there's kama mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, and there's kama oinshin that ain't on the yuchayim lizor, this kama oinshin from being mevatel these mitzvahs that tluyis baaretz that ain't on yochayim lizor, we cannot be nizor in these mitzvahs and on the halachas of the mitzvah that tluyis baaretz, and therefore there is no mitzvah to go live in Eretz Yisrael lefi Rabbeinu Chaim. And Kipshutai, Rabbeinu Chaim is understanding the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael like the Rashbam. The mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is not to be neschayim in the mitzvahs that tluyis baaretz, and therefore being that bezman hazeh ain't on yochayim lizor in these mitzvahs, being that there's a ribui adinim that ain't on a bekiyam ben, and we cannot be nizer in the mitzvahs that tluyas baaretz. Therefore, there is no mitzvah to go live in Eretz Yisrael, because if one moves to Eretz Yisrael, he's missing the whole point, being that the inyan to live in Eretz Yisrael is to be neschayim in the mitzvahs that tluyas baaretz. But ain't on a yochayim lizor from the mitzvahs that tluyas baaretz. Therefore, bezman hazeh, there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Chaim that's brought in Tosis and Ksubus on the Avkuf Yud Amud Beis. There's an afkamina between the reasons. What is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Advaz in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, the Advaz says in the Arotis that were Nichbash Yimei Yeshua in the Kibush Rishon and the Kiddush Rishon, there were Arotis that were Niskadis Victushas Eretz Yisrael, that the Oile Bavel were not Kavish, that the Oile Bavel were not Mekadish. And even though we all Kiddush Rishon, the Kitchel Ashaita, the Loi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, and it's only the Kiddush Shnir that was Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavoi. So it comes that these Arotis that were Nechbash in the Kibush Rishon and were not Nechbash in the Kibush Sheni, right, Bezman Hazeh, do not have the mitzvahs that please Baretz. So the Advaz, Afiluachi, they have a halacha of Eretz Yisrael, benegei a certain dinim. Benegei the halachas of smicha, when a Rav gives smicha to his Talmud, it's only in Eretz Yisrael that a Rav can give smicha to his Talmud. And that halacha applies even to Arotis that were not Neskadish in the Kedusha Shnia, they're only Neskadish in the Kedusha Rishayna. They still have the halacha of Eretz Yisrael, benegei a smicha. And Dr. Advaz, who adin, they also still have the halach of Eretz Yisrael, benegay the mitzvahs of Ador b'Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and one is mekayim that mitzvah, even with the arotzes, that when Neskadish b'Kedusha Rishayna, which whose Kedusha was batla, and was not Neskadish in the Kedusha Shniyah, afilu achi, there's still one is mekayim a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when one lives in these arotzes. And the chayre, it's totally in the timing of what's the reason of the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. According to the reason of the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah saseh to live in Eretz Yisrael, by Rashtim by some v'yishavtem bo, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's yitachin this halacha of the Advaz. It could be that this halacha applies to any Eretz that was nichbash in the Kibush Rishayna, was included in this mitzvah v'yishavtem bo. And even though in the Kibush Sheni, Klai Yisrael was not kovish these arotzes b'mei Ezra, and it was not niskadish with the Kedusha Shnia to be kitchel also lavoi, afiluachi, it's included in the mitzvah saseh of v'yishavtem bo. But according to the sheet of the Ashbam, and I was saying according to the sheet of Tosis and Ksubis, we're all that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is to be neschayim in the mitzvah that tluyas ba'aretz. So in these arotas, being that the kedusha rishonim was kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel l'asad lavoy, and the kedusha shniyah, these arotas were not neskadus with the kedusha shniyah. Therefore, the mitzvahs are tluyis v'aretz. One is not neschayiv in these arotas and these mitzvahs. And being that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only to be neschayiv in the mitzvahs that tluyis v'aretz, one would not be mekayim the mitzvah by living in these arotas. Being that in these arotas he is not neschayiv in the mitzvahs that tluyis v'aretz. There's another nafkamina between the reasons. What is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Yerushalmi tells us a halacha. The Yerushalmi says that if the Baal says he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Isha is ma'akev and she says she's ain't a reitz alalois, the Baal could force the Isha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Nashenkin, if the Isha wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the Baal does not want to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Isha cannot force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rashi Ksuvos brings this to Yerushalmi and he says the Yerushalmi is being chaylik on the Bavli. The Bavli brings the halacha that a wife could force her husband, the husband could force his wife, it goes both ways. And the Yerushalmi is being chaylik on the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi holds that only the husband can force his wife, the wife cannot force her husband. And the Rosh then brings that the Shita of Rabbeinu Meir, and the Rabbeinu Meir says that the Yerushalmi is not being chaylik on the Bavli. And there's a chiluk between Bizman Abayis and Shalei Bizman Abayis. Bizman Abayis, the Baal can force his wife, and the wife can force her husband. Mashenke Bizman Azeh, a husband can force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael, but the wife cannot force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the Chay Advarim Tzvichim Bia, what's the chiluk between Bizman Abayis and Bizman Azeh? Why Bizman Abayis is the halacha that we say, Ish can force Ishtay and Ishtay can force her Baal? Mashenke, when it comes to Bizman Azeh, only the Baal can force his wife, but the wife cannot force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Alevi in Chelek Beis Simanun explains that the Rabbeinu Meir holds there are two mitzvahs for one is mechuyav to live in Eretz Yisrael. He holds like the Ramban that there's mitzvahs that say to go to be dor be'Eretz Yisrael, v'rashtem v'yisam v'yishavtem bo. And he also holds like the Shita of the Ashbam and Tosfos that one is mechuyav to live in Eretz Yisrael in order to be neschayiv and the mitzvahs that please bo'ez to be mekayim these mitzvahs. Memelo, zok the Rabbeinu Meir bezman hazeh, he also holds like Rabbeinu Chaim that the Tosfos ksubos and Dafkuf Yudam beis brot. That Bizman Azeh, we do not have the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, machmas the mitzvah min eschayiv and the mitzvahs that tluyis baretz. Being that Bizman Azeh, ain't onu yecholim lizor in these mitzvahs, the dinim are a lot, and we're not bekim in these mitzvahs, and ain't onu yecholim lizor, v'oinshon merubo, therefore there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, machmas this mitzvah to be in eschayiv and the mitzvahs that tluyis baretz. But our kaponim, there still is the mitzvah, as I say, of the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of Yishavtem, but there's a mitzvah, as I say, to live in Eretz Yisrael. Memelo, Zok the Beis Alevi, when it comes to Noshim are not mechuyim in the mitzvahs asay of the Ramban. The Ramban said that the darshan from the pasuk of Vayrashtem Yisrael v'yishavtem bo, to be Moivish Eretz Yisrael and be Yoshev in Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Beis Alevi, that's dafka whoever's mitzvah to be Moivish Eretz Yisrael. The Anoshim are the Bnei Mechama who neitel chelik ba'aretz. They have a mitzvah of Vayrashtem Yisrael to destroy the Zayin Ammin, to be Moivish Eretz Yisrael. They got a chelik ba'aretz and they have the mitzvah of v'yishavtem bo. Mashenge the Noshim who are not neitel chelik ba'aretz. So therefore, they're not included in the mitzvah of Vayrashtem Yisrael v'yishavtem bo, because they weren't eitel b'chelik ba'aretz, they're not included in this pasuk. Therefore, they're not neschayiv in the mitzvah of yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Memeila mitzvah the mitzvah sasei of the Ramban, it's dafka noshim ha'mechuyiv and not noshim. Mashekin mitzvah the mitzvah of being neschayiv in the mitzvah that tluyis ba'aretz, that's bein ha'noshim and bein noshim are both mechuyiv in that mitzvah. Therefore, bizman ha'bayis, it applied the mitzvah to be that one is mechuyiv to go to Eretz Yisrael to be neschayiv in the mitzvah that tluyis ba'aretz. Bein the husband can force his wife, and bein the wife can force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael to be neschayiv in the mitzvahs that tluyis ba'aretz. Mashenkei bizman hazeh, we are einonu bekiyim and einonu yecholim lizor in the mitzvahs that tluyis ba'aretz, like the svara of Rabbeinu Chaim. The meila, there is no inyan to move to Eretz Yisrael to be neschayiv in the mitzvahs that tluyis ba'aretz. It's only mitzvah the mitzvahs that say of the Ambans, Joshua, Vayrashna, Vayisov, Yishavtem, Bo, there's a mitzvahs that say to live in Eretz Yisrael, and machmas that mitzvah one is mechuyiv to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Mele, it's dafka the issue with Mitzvah and this Mitzvah Saseh of Yishavtem Bo, he could force his wife to move with him to Eretz Yisrael. Mashegi the Isha, Noshim are not Mitzvah, being that they weren't Neitlis Chelik Ba'aretz, therefore they're not Mitzvah in this Mitzvah Saseh. The Mele, Zakti Yishalmi, Bizban Azeh, the Isha cannot force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael, being that she's not Mitzvah in the Mitzvah of Yishavtem Bo, she cannot be Kaif her husband to move with her to Eretz Yisrael. Akoponim, he said, over three mitzvahs, three in Yonim, why one is Mechiv to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Shita of the Ashbam and Asugi and Taisin Ksubas and Dav Kuf Yud is in order to be Neschayim in the mitzvahs that tluyis ba'aretz. The Ramban in Parshas Masei says it's a mitzvah that's same in our Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael. He dashes from the Pasuk, Vayrashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo. That's a mitzvah that's say to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Meiri says it's machmas Eretz Yisrael is a mokum that's mitzuyah boi ha'chofma v'ayiru. Therefore, one is mechuyif to live in Eretz Yisrael. And if one is dorin in chutz la'aretz in a mokum Torah, that's kilu dor be'Eretz Yisrael. In the reasons that Advazin Luchas Anerjin and Peregdal brings when it comes to the mitzvah of Smicha, Afilu then Mekaymis in Eretz Yisrael, that when the Skadish and Kiddush Rishayna, and that Kiddush was bottled, and they were not in Skadish and Kiddush Nia, Afilu Achi, the mitzvah, the din that a Rav could be Samechas Talmud only in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Smicha applies even in these Arotas also, even though it does not have a Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. And Dr. Advaz, who would then Benegay the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Arotas that were not in Skadish and the Kiddush Nia, there's still the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. And this is also the Ramban and Gittin on that base. The Ramban also speaks out that Afilu Arotas that were not in the Skadish and the Kiddush Nia, they were only in the Skadish and the Kiddush Rishayna. Afilu Achi, the Oymed Bechibason, and there still is a mitzvah to be Yeshiv Ben, and one is still Mekayim, the mitzvah of being Yeshiv Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Makam that was not in the Skadish and the Kiddush Nia. And then we spoke out that the Chayyur, it's totally in the reasons, the reason of the Ramban, it's Yitachim, that even these Arotas that are not in the Skadish and the Kiddush Nia, they were still included in the mitzvah of Yishavtim Ba. By shaking the feet toisvis on the feet of Ashbam, it's totally in this that one is neschayiv in the mitzvah tliyis baritz. A makom that wasn't neskadish in kiddush nia, one does not have the mitzvah tliyis baritz, and therefore one would not be mekayim the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And then we then said over the Yerushalmi, the Gemara, then Ksubas and Avkuf Yudam at Beis brings if the husband could force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael, and a wife could force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the Yerushalmi brings that a husband could force his wife, and a wife cannot force her husband. Dr. Rosh, the Yerushalmi is being chaylik on the Bavli. Dr. Beinu Meir, that the Yerushalmi is not being chiluk on the Bavli. No, the Bavli is talking about Bizman Abayis, and the Yerushalmi is talking about Bizman Hazeh. And what is the chiluk between Bizman Abayis and Bizman Hazeh? The Beis Halevi was Mefarish, that the Beinu Meir held of both in Yonim, side the reason of the Amban, that is Mitzvah Seh, and side the reason of Toisvis, that one should be in his chayim in the Mitzvah Tlis Baritz. But he holds like a Beinu Chayim, brought in Toisvis and Ksubis and Daf Kofiram with Beis, the Beinu Chayim said that Bizman Hazeh, one should not go to Eretz Yisrael, Machos Mitzvah Tlis Baritz, because Einon Yuchel Nizor Ben, Vaunchon Meruba. Memela b'zman abayis with is that where one still has the mitzvah to be neschayiv the mitzvah tliyis baritz that was bein la'noshim bein la'noshim a wife could force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael. Mansheki b'zman hazeh where it's only the mitzvah saseh of the amban of yeshavtem bo. Dr. Beis Halevi that mitzvah is dafka for anoshim not for noshim mean that the noshim were not nitlis chelik baritz and therefore b'zman hazeh a husband could force his wife but a wife cannot force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Ikur Memro we mentioned earlier from Reb Shimon bar Yochai, V'chenei Reb Shimon bar Yochai Oimer, Eli Melech, Machlin V'kilyon G'dayli Ador Hoyu, Panasei Ador Hoyu, U'mipnei Ma Nenshim, U'mipnei Sheyotsu Me'eretz L'chutz L'aretz. Why were they Nenash? Because they left Eretz Yisrael and they went to Chutz L'aretz. And he brings the Pasuk, Shenema V'ateyim Kol Ha'ir Ha'alein V'ateymayna Ha'zois Nomi. The Gemara Darshins, May Ha'zois Nomi, Amar Reb Yitzchok Amru, Chazisem Nomi Sheyotsis Me'eretz L'chutz L'aretz. Ma'ol Sola, did you see Nomi who left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz La'aretz? Ma'ol Sola. It's Mevua the Oynash of Eli Melech, Machlin, and Kilyunos because they left Eretz Yisrael and they went to Chutz La'aretz. And the Chor Yesh Lahar on the Gemara to Ha'aris. If the Oynash for Eli Melech, Machlin, and Kilyun was they left Eretz Yisrael and they went to Chutz La'aretz and therefore they were Nenash B'misa, why is it that Dafke Eli Melech, Machlin, and Kilyun were Nenash and not Nomi? Ma'ishna Eli Melech, Machlin, and Kilyun that they were Nenash B'misa and Nomi was not Nenash B'misa. We find that Rav Avinu went down to Mitzrayim Bishnas HaRav, he left Eretz Yisrael at the time of Rav to go down to Mitzrayim. And we find Yitzchak Avinu and Pashas told us also wanted to go down to Eretz Mitzrayim and leave Eretz Yisrael because of the Rav until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to leave. If the Gemara is telling us Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilyon were Nenash for leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutlot Mipnei HaRav, Ma'ishna Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilyon from the others from Avram and Yitzchak, who left Eretz Yisrael or wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Eretz Mitzrayim if they are Rav, and we don't find that they were Nenash for this that they left Eretz Yisrael or wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael if they are Rav. Ma'ishna Limelech Machlan and Kilyan from the Avos. Rashi and Rus is nisayir to these two kashes, and Rashi on the pasuk of Ish Nami explains Lama Nema Mikanamu Ain Ish Meis El Leishtoi that the Ikir Misa of an Ish is Leishtoi, and therefore the pasuk says that Limelech Ish Nami died. And Rashi is Messiah, Venema Ish Nami Zok Rashi, because he was Ish Nami, he was Shailut Aleah, and she was Tafel to him, and therefore was Poga Boy Midas Adin Veloy Ba. So Rashi is being Mefarish, this that Elimelech was Nenash and not Nami, is being that he was Ish Nami, he was Shailut Aleah, and she was Tfeil Aleah, therefore was Poga Boy Midas Adin Veloy Ba. So Rashi is answering why Elimelech was Nenash and not Nami. But again, the second Kasha, Maishno, the obvious that Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim Ipnei Arov, and he wasn't Nenash, Mashain Kane, when it comes to Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilyon, we find them in the Sky of Misa because they left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. Rashi and Rus in the first pasuk explains Vayelech Ish that Elimelech was an Osher Godel Hoya, and he was a Parnas Ador, Vyotzam Eretz, the Chutz La'aretz, with Neitzorus Ayin. So Rashi that Elimelech went to Eretz to Chutz Laretz. He left Eretz Yisrael mipnei tzoras mitzoras ayin. So he said, "Einoi tzor ba'aniim aborim ledoichkoi." It was einoi tzor ba'aniim who were coming to be matchikim. They were coming to him for money, and he was an oshik gadol. If he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz, to lekach nanash. So Rashi, that's why he was nanash. Rashi is being mefarish this that Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz wasn't mipnei arov itself. Only the Rav caused that the Aniyim were being matchikim and mipnei adoichik of the Aniyim, mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz. It comes out the Einish wasn't for leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laretz. The Ikar of the Einish was the reason why he left. He didn't leave mipnei Rav. He left mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, and being that he left mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, if he was nanash on this, that he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz. The Sifsei Chacham on Rashi there explains the reason why Rashi said that Elimelech was nanash for leaving mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, and not for this itself that he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz. Is Rashi's bavoning this kasha Maishn Elimelech from Avraham Avinu, that we don't find Avraham Avinu was nanash for leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laretz, going to Mitzrayim, Machmas the Rav. So Rashi, Avraham Avinu left Machmas the Rav, Elimelech left mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, and therefore Elimelech was nanash and not Avraham Avinu. And the Chayyim Yesh Letzayin, also the Divrei Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecha, the Ramban is Chelek on Rashi, and the Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecha holds that this that Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim ipnei Arov was a chet b'shkaga, that Avraham Avinu was taka chayte with this that he left Eretz Yisrael and went down to Mitzrayim, was taka chet b'shoiging, and there wasn't einish for this that he went down for, left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz, even Machmas Arov. And according to the Ramban, there is no kasha Maishna Ali Melech from Avraham Avinu. It's this Enech Nami, it's exactly the same. And both of them should not have left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, Afilu Machmas Arov. And if both of them were nenash, Avraham Avinu was taka chayte b'shoiging by this that he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz. Rashi in Chumash is Chelek on the Ramban. Rashi holds that one of the essences of Avraham Avinu was this, that as soon as he came into Eretz Yisrael, he had to go, there was a Rav, and he had to go down to Mitzrayim, but it wasn't the Chet this that he went down to Mitzrayim. He was Eimed bin Nisoyin, and he didn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though there was a Rav as soon as he came into Eretz Yisrael, and he had to go down to Mitzrayim, Afilochi was Maimin Bashem, and he did not complain. But HaKaponim, it's Mavur from Rashi that Avraham Avinu was being Eimed bin Nisoyin, and it was not a Chet this that he went down to Mitzrayim, Bipnei Rav in Eretz Yisrael. And according to Rashi L'Shitase, Rashi explains the chiluk between Elimelech and Avraham Avinu, that Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, and therefore he was nanash. Masheket Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael mipnei arov, and not mipnei tzoras ha'ayin, and therefore by Avraham Avinu it was not considered a chet. On the Ikud of Rashi, that this that Elimelech left mipnei tzoras ha'ayin ba'aniyim, and that's why he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz, the Gra in his Pirush on Rus explains that's why they went into stay Mayav. The Pasuk tells us about Moyav that it's also for a Mayavi to be nichnas into the call. It's also for a Mayavi to marry into Kal Hashem. And the Pasuk explains, Al Devar Ashle Kidm Weschem Balechem Ubamayim. Dr. Gro, we see from there that Moyav had the Midah of Tzoras Ha'ayin. And therefore, when Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian were leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laretz with Tzoras Ha'ayin, they were drawn to the Eretz Moyav, the Eretz of the people who the Pasuk tells us are Devarash Lekidm Weschem Balechem Uvamayim. They were an Umar that had the Midah of Tzoras Ha'ayin, and therefore they were drawn to that Eretz and they went to stay Moyav. There was another Mahalach. Why is it that Dafke Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian were Nenesh and not Nomi? Based on this Rashi that Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian left Eretz Yisrael with Tzoras Ha'ayin. The Gemara in Bob Mitzion Daf Pei Zayin tells us that a isha is tzareina be'orchim more than a ish. The Gemara dashes from the Maisa by Sora that she was more tzareayin in the orchim, the malachim that came to Avraham Avinu, that the teva of an isha is to be more tzareayin in the orchim than a ish. In the Likutim on the Inyankiv brings b'shem the Mitzudas David, that is why Dafke Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian were nanash and not Nami. Being that the teva of an isha is more to be a tzareayin, her chet wasn't as big as Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian. Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian, who don't have as much the teva of being a tzar ayin, and afilo achin, they left Eretz Yisrael mipnei tzaras ayin, therefore their chet was godol yoyse, and therefore they were nenash with misa for this that they left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz mipnei tzaras ayin. Mashenkein Nami, who is an isha, and her teva is more to be tzar ayin, therefore she was not nenash for this that she left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laretz mipnei tzaras ayin, and that's why the midas adin was pogo dafkan Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilian, and not Nami. The Rambam in Perakei in Ilchus Malachim, Alocha Tes, is not mashma like Rashi and Rus. The Rambam brings the Alocha of Osir Lotzis Meretz Yisrael L'Chutz Laretz El Luma Toira L'Yisei Isha. And the Rambam is Mayrich that when Bishnas Arov there is a Heter. And the Rambam is Messiah in the Alocha of Yafal Pishe Mutter Lotzis Ein Namidas Chasidus. Even though it's Mutter for one to leave Eretz Yisrael for Chutz Laretz Bishnas Arov, it's not Namidas Chasidus. Zog the Rambam Shein Machloin V'Kilyon Shnei Gedoyle Ador Hoyu. Mipnei Tzorah Gedoyla Yotzu, and they left Mipnei Tzorah Gedoyla, v'nishchayvu kliya l'makam, and they were neschayev kliya machmas this chet that they left. It's ain the midas chasidus to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go to chutz laaretz afilu b'shas harov. And so we'll from the Rambam that the chet was this that they left Eretz Yisrael and went to chutz laaretz, not that they left the pnei tzoros ha'ayin, and ikar chet was machmas the tzoros ha'ayin. And according to the Rambam, it's hodja these two kashas leduchte. Why was dafka Elimelech machlin and kilyan enesh and not nomi and maishnom Elimelech machlin and kilyan from Avraham Avinu? That by Elimelech we find that it's considered a chet, mashenken by Avraham Avinu it's not considered a chet. And according to the Rambam, that the ikur avera was this that they left Eretz Yisrael and went to chutz laaretz. One can answer that it's dafka by an anoshim Elimelech machlin and kilyan one. It's daven the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like you mentioned earlier from the Ramban. That Anoshim are mitzuvim v'yishavtem bo. They are mitzuvim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So therefore being that the Anoshim are mitzuvim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when they left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laaretz, they were nenesh, and that's where they died. Vashenki, nomi, noshim are not mitzuvim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That means that they were not lichtis chelitz v'oretz. The Beis Halevi was mechadish, that Anoshim are pturis from the mitzvah of v'yishavtem bo. They're not mitzuvim the mitzvah saseh of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Nomi was not nenesh for this that she left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laaretz. And again, what's the Maishno Elimelech Machlin and Kilyan from Avraham Avinu? That by Elimelech Machlin and Kilyan, the Rambam tells us it's a Midas Chasidus not to leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they were in Eschayev Kli El Amokim. Mashenken by Avraham Avinu, it was not considered a Chet. This that he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. The Shiras David explains it's Dafka once Klai Yisrael conquers Eretz Yisrael. It's only after Klai Yisrael was Meirush the Zayinamin and a conquer Eretz Yisrael, and now Kol Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. In such a case, it's a midas chasidus not to leave Eretz Yisrael afilum b'pnei Arav. Mashenkin koydim Klai Yisrael was Meirush Eretz Yisrael. Before Kol Yisrael are being Yeshvim al Artsom and are living in Eretz Yisrael, there is no afilum midas chasidus not to leave Eretz Yisrael b'pnei Arav, and there's a heter to leave b'pnei Arav, and it's not considered a midas chasidus to remain in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, by Avraham Avinu, there is no tain on this that he left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laaretz b'pnei Arav. Mashenkin Elimelech, Machlin, and Kilyan, there was a tain on them why they leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz Laaretz. There's a midas chasidus to remain in Eretz Yisrael, and they did this, they were in the Schaiv Kli El Amokim, and that's why they died. The Gemara in the Hemshich brings a memory on Rabbi Baravuna, on my Rav, Evtson Ze Boyaz. The Evtson mentioned in Sefer Shoftim, the Shoftet Evtson, he's the same person, he's Boyaz, who's mentioned in Megillus Rus. So the Gemara, my Kamashmon, what's the Chiddush that Rabbi Baravuna and Rav is telling us that Evtson and Boyaz is the same person? So the Gemara, Kiyidach, the Rabbi Baravuna, Dom Rabbi Baravuna and my Rav, there were 120 suddas Boaz made for his children. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. And he made 120 suddas, two suddas for each child. And the Ashbam explains he made one suddas Erison and one suddas Nesu, and that's the two suddas. The Benegeshem is Mazbe, he made two suddas, one suddah Mishanoldu. When each son and daughter was born, he made a suddah. And one by the Chasna, the suddas Nesu, and that's the two suddas, one Mishanoldu and one by the Chasna. But Akapani made 120 suddas, Veloizimen as Manoyach, and he did not invite Manoyach to the suddas. And the Gemara explains why didn't he invite Manoach? He said, "Kudna akor b'may parali." Being that Manoach did not have any children, and Manoach will not be able to re-invite Boaz back to his chasness for his children, therefore, "Kudna akor b'may parali," he's not going to be able to pay me back, and therefore, Boaz did not invite Manoach to the suda. And the Gemara says, "V'tana v'kulan meso b'chayev." All the children of Boaz died b'chayev. And the kevainu the ami inchi b'chayechad yalat the shitin shita lamalech. What do you have for being married the shitin shitin? Ichbol v'oilet chadi, a person should go and be married another one. The mishitin zorah, then he's better than the 60. Dainu Boaz, who was 60 children, died b'chayev, and he was married one child b'ziknusa. He was married Ovid from Rus. When he married Rus, he had a child Ovid, and from there Ovid came out malchus beis David. David and Melech was came out from Ovid, and from there comes the Melech HaMashiach. Memela, a person should be shitin shitin lamalach. Ichbol v'oilet chad, the mishitin zorah. This one, the Ovid was zorah from all the shitin, and he was the one who was kayim and is the forefather of David HaMelech. And the Rashbam explains what the Gemara means to say is that's the chiddush of Evtson Ze Boaz. The chiddush is like the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, even if a person married a isha b'bachrusai, he should still get married a isha b'ziknusai, and he should marry the children afilu b'ziknusai. Even though he was married children b'bachrusai, afilu achi, he should still be married more children. Ki eincha yedeya eze yichshar. A person doesn't know which child is the one who's going to be yichshar. Like the Gemara Be'ez tells us over here, that sheet and sheet and lamulach, all 60 children died b'chayev, and it's only the child he had b'ziknusa, he had Ovid, that was the child that was mishit and zoriz, and he's the child that ended up having God, David HaMelech came out of him, and from there came Melech HaMashiach. Masha asks, how is it that a tzaddik like Boaz, the Shefet Yisrael Evtson, the Boaz, could not invite Manoach to Suda for such a taina of Kadna, Korb, my parvali, being that he's not going to invite him back? Is it such? Is that the derech hatzadikim not to invite someone who doesn't have children to his suda, to his chasnam, because he's not going to be able to invite him back? Zogt Masha, it's derech hatzadikim not to take matonis, not to be nene from chavireim, not to be nene from someone for nothing. Memele boyas, they not want to be nene from the shushbinim. People come to the chasna and give presents. The derech hashushbinim was to give presents to the one who's making the chasna. So memele boyas, usually his derech was that he invited people to the chasna, they brought him the shushbinim, they brought the presents, and he went back to theirs and he gave them back. So memele wasn't considered as being nene mechavireim, was considered derech halva. They came to him and they gave him the matonis, and he went back to their chasnas and he gave them back matonis. Mashenke Manoich was not going to be able to invite Boyas back, being that he did not have children. Therefore, Boyas did not want to invite him to the chasna because he was afraid that Manoich would bring the Shishbinin, he would bring Matonis along with him when he comes to the Suda, and being that Boyas will not be able to pay Manoich back, it would come out that he's being Nana Mechaveri, and the Derech HaTzadikim is not to be Nana Mechaveri, and therefore Boyas did not want to invite Manoich to the Suda. But our Kaponim, the Gemara is dashing from this that Ebsun Zer Boyas, like the Gemara, my Kamashmon, Dr. Gemara, the Chiddush is that a person, even though he has children, Bizeknusoi, Bibachrusoi, he should still have children, Bizeknusoi, because he had the idea, Ezeme and Yechsha. The Tuashar in the Horus, in the back of the Sefer, asks, why does the Gemara say, my Kamashmon, this that Ebsun Zer Boyas, and the Chiddush is that even if a person had children, Bibachrusoi, he should still have children, Bizeknusoi? The Gemara in Ksubis and Avzayan deals with whether or not an almon shenasa almona is neschayv in birchas chasanim. And the Gemara says an almon shenasa almona is chayv in birchas chasanim, because we see from Boyaz that Boyaz was an almon shenasa almona. And the pasuk says, Vayikach asor anoshim mizikne yer vayemeshvu poi, that we see he brought asor anoshim for birchas chasanim. So mainly we see an almon shenasa almona is chayv in birchas chasanim. So the Chiddush of, we only know that Boyaz was an Almon Shanasa Almona because we say Evtsin Zer Boyaz, that we know Evtsin had children before this, that Boyaz married Rus. But if not for the fact that we know that Evtsin Zer Boyaz, we wouldn't know that Almon Shanasa Almona is Chayv and Birchas Chasanim, because we wouldn't know that Boyaz was an Almon. So in fact, for sure, why does the Gemara say my Kamashma and the Gemara is to come out to find the Chiddush? Why did the Gemara tell us that the Chiddush is that Evtsin Zer Boyaz, so Boyaz was an Almon, and from there we see the Halacha that Almon Shanasa Almona is Chayv and Birchas Chasanim? Zokte tvu ashar that the Baal Memra of our Gemara is Omer Rabba Avuna Omer Rav. Shitas Rav and Ksubas and Avchesam at Aleph is that Birchis Chasanim is Be'asorah, one needs a minion for Birchis Chasanim, V'chasanim in a minion. Zokte tvu ashar, if Rav holds that Chasanim in a minion, that the Chosin is also counted from the 10, L'choy, we cannot learn out from Boyaz that Almon Shanasa Almona is Chayv and Birchis Chasanim. It cannot be that this that Boyaz took the Asorah Anoshim, that the Pasuk mentions Boyaz took Asorah Anoshim, was in order to make a Birchis Chasanim. Because according to Rav, Chasanim in a minion, and Boyaz wouldn't have needed Asar Anoshim, he would only have to take 9, and he himself could be counted in the minion. Al-Korchach, if Rav holds Chasanim in a minion, Rav dashed in something else from the Yikach, Boyaz Asar Anoshim, and that's the Gemara and Ksubas and Avzayin and Medbeis, that he took Asar Anoshim in order to dashen, Amayni v'lai Amaynis, Mayavi v'lai Mayavis, and Rus was Mutter Lovi Bekol. But rather, Rav holds Chasanim in a minion cannot hold that this that Boyaz took Asar Anoshim was in order to make a Birchas Chasanim. And if a Rav Lishitosa cannot say that Evtsin Zer Boyaz is telling me the Chiddush that Almon Shanasa Almona is Chayv and Birchas Chasanim, being the Rav does not dash in the Pasuk of Ayikach Boyaz Asara Anoshim was in order to make a Birchas Chasanim, he learns that Boyaz took the Asara Anoshim in order to dash in Amoini Vula Amoinis. And if a Rav Lishitosa, in fact, the Gemara Maikamashma runs up to the Gemara, the Chiddush of Rav Lishitosa that Evtsin Zer Boyaz is that even though a person had children Bibachrusa, he should still have children Bizeknusoi. Because even though the 60 children died b'chayev, he still had the child Ovid, who was ended up being the forefather of David HaMelech. The Gemara and Dav Tzadi Aleph from the Beis Darshin Ksiv Machloin v'Chilyon uChsiv Yoyesh v'Sarof. The Pasuk in Rus tells us they were called Machloin and Kilyon, and the Pasuk in Divayam calls them Yoyesh v'Sarof. And the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel Chadamah Machloin v'Kilyon Shmon. Their names really were Machloin and Kilyon, but Lama Nikra Shmon Yoyesh, they were Nisyashu Men Agula. And they were called Sarav because they were Nischaivu Sreifu Lamokim. And Chadamah, one of Rabbi Shmuel says, Yoyosh v'Sarav Shmon, really the names were Yoyosh and Sarav. And why were they called Machlin and Kilyon? Machlin because they were Osu Gufon Chulin, and Kilyon because they were Nischaivu Kliya Lamokim. And therefore they were called Machlin and Kilyon, even though the names were really Yoyosh v'Sarav. The Gemara in his Pirush on Rus asks, the Gemara is telling us only one of them was called Machlin and only one of them is called Kilyon. And the Gemara is dashing from there, they were Nischaivu Loshen Rabim Kliya Lamokim, and they were also Gufein Chulin Loshen Rabim. Frekter Goyin, if we have to say that it's only one of them's name is Machlin and only one's name is Kilyon, Lechay, we should say the one whose name is Machlin was also Gufay Chulin and the one whose name is Kilyon was Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim. How is the Gemara dashing Loshen Rabbin that they were Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim Loshen Rabbin if only one of them's name is Kilyon? And how could we say Loshen Rabbin also Gufay and Chulin if only one of them's name is Machlin? Zokter Goyin, the Gemara is dashing from the Loshen Aposuk by Yemusuk Gam Shneyem Machlin Vikilyon. Then the Gam Shneim is Mashma, that the Chesaron that was by one was also by the other. So we see each one had the Machlin and each one had the Kilyan. Therefore the Gemara is Darshning also Gufay and Chulin and Eschayvu Kliya Lamakim Loshen Rabbin. The Gam Shneim is Marbe, that each one had the Chesaron of the other one, and therefore it's Loshen Rabbin that each one is a Machlin and each one has the Chesaron of a Kilyan. But HaKaparim, the Gemara is Darshning that Machlin and Kilyan were Eschayvu Kliya Lamakim and also Gufay and Chulin. And the Ashram explains why were they Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim and why were they also Gufay and Chulin? Al Sheyotzum Eretz Yisrael, being that Chutz Laaretz is Eretz Tmeya, therefore they were also Gufay and Chulin, and they were Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim for the Aver of leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laaretz. The Mashah asks if we have to learn like the Ashram that the reason why they were Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim and they were also Gufay and Chulin was this, that they left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laaretz. So why is it Dafka Machlin and Chilyan Lechayr Elimelech is also a chelik of this chet? Elimelech also left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laaretz. Why is it that the Gemara Darshan is a Dafkan, Machlin, and Kilyoin, that they were also Gufay and Chulun, and they were Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim? Therefore, the Mashal is not like the Rashbam. The also Gufay and Chulun and Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim is not Machmas the Chet of leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laaretz. So, the Mashal, the also Gufay and Chulun was from this that they were Nosulem, Noshim, Mayavios. Being that they married Rusva Orpah, they married Noshim Mayavios, that chet was also Gufay and Chulin, and it's Machmas that chet that they were Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim, Zok Demarsha, because the Machlin and Kilyan married Rusva Orpah, Adayin Loinis Gaira, was before Rusva's Geiris, and therefore they are marrying Noshim Mayavios, and Machmas this chet we say that they were Neschayvu Kliya Lamakim. Zok Demarsha, Vegam Azeh Omash and Neschayvu Kliya, Kamashakosa, Veloys Eschatim Bom. The Pasuk tells us about marrying a Goya is lois ischatim ki yoser as bincha vishmidcha ma'er. The Lashon of the Pasuk is vishmidcha ma'er. The Mele for this that they married Noshim Me'avios, Zok the Gemara, they neschayvu kliya lamakim and they were also Gufay and Chulin. And Agam the Mashal is being mefarish for us the chet of Machlin and Chilyan, why they were also Gufay and Chulin and how they were neschayvu kliya lamakim l'chayut z'adavra atzorich bir. The Gemara said earlier, Machlin and Chilyan were parnes ha'ador u'gdoyle ha'ador ha'yu. How is it that they were over the Savera of marrying Noshim Nachrios, marrying Noshim Mayavios, Lechoyer Gedele Ador, Pinesi Ador? What was their chesed for marrying the Noshim Hamayavios? And the Klichem, the brings in Parshas Peshalach, this that Machlin and Kilyan married Noshim Mayavios, Machlin and Kilyan did not yet darshan the Joshua of Amoini Vula Amoinis. It was Boaz who was Mechadish the Joshua, but like we brought earlier, the Gemara in Ksubis, Vayikach Asar HaNoshim, he brought together 10 people, and he darshan that the Issa of Loyovi Amoini Bekal Hashem, and Loyovi Mayavi Bekal Hashem is Amoini Vula Amoinis, and therefore, Rus was Mutter Lovi Bekal. But we made Machlin and Kilyan before Boaz made this Joshua, they did not yet darshan this Heta of Amoini Vula Amoinis, and they thought Afilu Noshim Mayavius, after the Amagaya, also Lovi Bekal. We can say in the Tzifri in Pesach Parshas Baloischa brings the pasuk of Yoyesh Besarof in Divrei Hayomim, and it dashens Argamar dashens Nisyashim and Agula. The Tzifri is Moisef not only Nisyashim and Agula but Nisyashim and Atoira. And in the Tzifri is Mazbe, what does it mean Nisyashim and Atoira? They did not dashen Amoini Vle Amoinis Meyavi Vle Meyavis. The Nisyashim and Atoira was this, that they did not realize the dashen this het of Amoini Vle Amoinis. Mayavi Vle Mayavis and Rus and Arpa after Geiris would be Mutalavi Bakal. Being that they thought that Rus and Arpa after Geiris are also Lavi Bakal, in order to get married, they thought they had to marry them Bigi Yusan. And therefore they married Rus for Arpa Bigi Yusan. Zokta Klichem the Bishem the Panam Yafis. This that is the Issa of Leises Chatenbaum. There's the Issa for you to marry a Goya is Dafka a regular guy. Mashekin a Gertoshov, once the guy is Makabal the Zayim Mitzvahs and becomes a Abdalach of a Gertoshov. On a Gertoshov, there is no Issa of Leis Eschatenbaum, and one who marries a Gertoshov is not over the Issa of Leis Eschatenbaum. And therefore, Machlin and Kilyan were not Megayer, Rus, and Arpa, because they held that if they would be Megayer them, they would be the Issa of Leyavi Amoini, Mayavi Bekal Hashem. And they did not dash in Amoini, Vle Amoinis, Mayavi Vle Mayavis. Only they married them Begiyusan, they made them be Megayer to the level of a Gertoshov. And on a Gertoshov, there is no Issa of Leis Eschatenbaum. And therefore, there was no Issa vs. Chatimim for them to marry Rus for Arpa. We find another Issa marrying a Goya, the Aloch is Aboy Laramis, the Aloch is Kano and Poygimboy. But the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis from Milchus Yisuri Biha Halacha Hey says this, that there's a din, a boy Laramis, one who marries a goya is kano and poigim boy, ha boal basker toishav ena kano and poigim boy have a makanoi se makas mardis. The one who's boil a basker toishav, there is no din of kano and poigim boy. And the Kana Poigim Boy is not only the Oinish Misa, but also an Isser. But that Isser only applies to a regular Goyer, does not apply to a Bas Ger Toishav. So being that Arpa and Rus are the Aloch of a Ger Toishav, so there is no Isser of Lysis Chatimbom, and there is no Aloch of Kana Poigim Boy, and therefore Machan and Kilian did not have an Isser in marrying them, and they did not want to be Megayer them, because they held if they be Megayer them to be Isser of Loyovi, Amoinya, Meyavi, Bekal Hashem. On this Zokhtim Rasha, Akoponim Agam, there is no Issa. We have this Cheshmin that they're already a Gertoshev, and on a Gertoshev there is no Issa of Leises Chatimam, and there is no Issa of Kanaan Poygim Boy. But Zokhtim Rasha, Filochi was a tiny on them, Gedoyli Ador Hoyu, Parnese Ador Hoyu. Being that they were Gedoyli Ador, their Parnese Ador was considered a tiny on them, this that they married Noshim by Avirus, even with this all this Cheshmin and Svaris that we said there was no Issa. But Afiluachi was considered a tain on them, and this that they married Noshim Meravirus, Mela, the Gemara Darshan, they were also Gufei and Chulin, and they were Neschaiva, Kli, and Lamakim, and that's why they were Nenash, even though they have this Heter, and they had a Cheshmin, why they wanted Dafka to marry them, because in Afiluachi, it was considered a tain on them, and with that, they were Neschaiva, Kli, and Lamakim. Our component to summarize, we said over on Evzin, Zeboyaz, the Gemara Darshan, from there that Boyaz did not invite Menoyach to the Suda of his 120 children. The Masha asked, why is it that Boyaz, the Tzaddik, how do you have this tiny that he didn't invite Menoyach because Menoyach would not be able to invite him back? We said, the Masha said, because Derech HaTzaddik was not to be Nenem Echavireim, and therefore he did not want to invite Menoyach, who bring the Matonos of Shushbinis, and Boyaz would not be able to give it back to him, and therefore would be considered Nenem Echavireim, and therefore Boyaz did not want to invite Menoyach. We said, over then, the Kash of the Tvu Ashar, asked, why does the Gemara say, Michael Mashmon, on this that Ebsen Zeb Boyaz, is we mechadish to us that even one who has children be bachrusay should still have children be ziknusay. In fact, for sure, l'chayr is a chiddush from what the Gemara dashes in the Ksubas on the Avzayin, that an almon should not say almon is neschayv and bichis chasanim, and the Gemara dashes from boyas, and we only know that boyas is an almon because we say ebtsin ze boyas. Zok to Tvua Shor, it's Rav L'shitosei, Rav holds Chassanim min Aminyin, and therefore we cannot say this, that Boyaz took our Sora Noshim, was it was for Bechis Chassanim, it was in order to dash in Amayni v'le Amaynis, because according to Rav, it was Chassanim min Aminyin, if it was for Bechis Chassanim, Boyaz only needed 9 people, he wouldn't have needed 10. We said over this, that Boyaz made 2 Sudas for each of his children, the Machlekes Rashbam and Abayna Geshem, Rashbam says that one Suda was the Sudas Eivus and one was the Sudas Nesuin. Abayna Geshem holds that one Suda was Misha Noldu, when his sons and daughter, when each one was born, he made a Suda, and one was by the Chasana, Achas Misha Noldu and Achas the Chasana, that was the 2 Sudas for each child. And then we said over on the Gemara and Abtsadi Aleph and Beis, the Gemara Darshans from Machlin and Kilian, Shinnes Osu Gufei and Chulun and Eschaivu Kli Alamakim. We said over the Gron is Pirish and Rus. The grass, how the Gemara dashes on both of them, the Schaivu, Loshen Rabin, Kli Alamakim, only one's name was Machlin and one's name was Kilian. And the Goyin said this is coming from the Gam Shneim. The Gam Shneim is married, that each one had the Chesaron of the other one. And even though only one's name was Machlin, they both had the Chesaron of Nasu, Gufei, and Chulin, and the Schaivu, Kli Alamakim. And we said over that with what was in Nasu, Gufei, and Chulin, and with what was it in the Schaivu, Kli Alamakim, the Ashbam is Mefarish, it was Machmus, the Yitzi of Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Laretz, and Chutz Laretz, and Metami, that's also Gufei, and Chulin. In fact, the Marashoim, Kain Alimelech also should be part of this. Why is it Dafka Machlin Echilin and not Alimelech? Elo Maizok, the Marashoim, is for this that they married Noshim Meyavios. That was also Gufei and Chulin, and it was Neschai Bukli Elamokim, because by the Issev Leses Chatimam, the Pasuk says, Shmid Chamar, with that they were Neschai Bukli Elamokim. We said, over the Kasha, is it that Machlin and Kilian married Noshim Meyavios, and over the Lava Leses Chatimam, Gedeli Adar Hoyu, Parnese Adar Hoyu, how are they Nichshon, this that they married Noshim Meyavios? And we said that they did not dash in the Joshua Amini Vila Aminis Mayavi Vila Mayavis, the Sefi in Parsif Alisro says, Yoyosh and Nisyashum and Atoyran and Ativis Mefarish, they did not dash in Amini Vila Aminis Mayavi Vila Mayavis, and they thought that Rus and Orpah that had to be Megai, they would be also Lovi Bakal. It was only later that Boyaz dash in Amini Vila Aminis that Rus is Mutta Lovi Bakal, and therefore they married them Dafka Big Yusan. And Agal is Isol, they says, Chatimbom, the Klichem, the Brings Beshem, the Panam Yafis, and Pashas Beshalach. That by a Gertoshev, there is no Rissel Vaisas Chatimbom, and therefore Rus and Arpa became Gertoshev, they were Makabal Zayim Mitzvahs, B'nai Noyach, and they had a loch of a Gertoshev, and there was no Rissel Vaisas Chatimbom. We said over the Rambam in Perek Yibes Milchus Yisur Biyah says that on a Bas Gertoshev, there is no Din of Kanan Poygen Boy, and therefore being that Rus and Arpa were Gertoshev, there was no Rissel Vaisas Chatimbom, and there was no Issur that comes out from the Aloch of Kanan Poygen Boy, and therefore being that they held that had they been Megai, they would be also to marry them, they married them Bigi Yusun, but there was no Issur involved. In this, that Machlin and Kilian married Rus and Arpa. But afilo achil, there was a taina on them. Lefi madrei gosam, was a taina for this time married noshem mayavios, and therefore was also gufei echulin and the schayv clear lamakim.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.